This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Tomorrow is Free Comic Book Day. Comic book stores will help you with that. Comic books are booming globally. It was a $15 billion market in 2022, according to Fortune Business Insights, with growth predicted in the years ahead. Here's Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes.
At Midtown Comics near Times Square in New York, manager Jay Schmidt is expecting a line out the door for Free Comic Book Day. He says some people will then get the comic book.
You know, we do get a ton of new customers and readers afterwards.
Some longstanding customers will check it out, too, including 38-year-old Christopher Oroquinto, who also creates his own comics. He likes the medium because he feels in control of how he consumes it.
You can look at it as long as you want. If you're watching a movie, they actually control how long you're looking at stuff. So
the store relies on people getting hooked on looking and wanting to know what happens next, says Midtown Comics co-owner Jerry Gladstone.
Every Wednesday is new release day in the comic book business, so the faithful come in every Wednesday. And they get their fix.
And those comic books are a major source of ideas for the movie industry. Shauna Kidman's an author of the book Comic Books Incorporated, How the Business of Comics Became the Business of Hollywood.
Comic books were really good at coming up with good intellectual property in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. We have the special effects now that can make those kinds of movies.
Kidman says a lot of growth in the comic industry overall is being driven by the sales of graphic novels. There's lots of choices. Superheroes like Spider-Man and superheroines like Jo March in a graphic novel version of Little Women. In New York, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.